So, this is round 7, the second playoff round of the National History Roll College Tournament between Chicago A and Harvard. Chicago A, if you guys want to ring in and give your names.
Okay.
Matt.
Got that.
My buzz
for the
ring.
Sean.
Charles.
Orville.
Harvard.
Dallas.
Stephen.
Graham.
Is that your phone?
Yeah.
Is that enormous phone?
Yeah, it's actually not quite this, but the case is out of the street.
Okay, so this is round 7, toss up number 1. This question was the opening to a longer interrogatory that also asked for an answer in the parlance of tort law and went on to ask about Category 2 of my organization. This question was formulated after a lunch with Press Secretary Ron McMahon when the person who asked this question complained about hearings wandering all over the place. This quotation was delivered by the ranking minority member in of the Irwin Committee, Howard Baker, and was written by Fred Thompson. It was first directed to John Dean and later to H.R. Haldeman, John Ehrlichman, and John Mitchell. For that point, given this 11-word question, which sought to get to the heart of Richard Nixon's role in Watergate.
What did he know and when did he know it?
No.
Damn.
What?
What did he know and when did he know about it?
So the one president there, so what did the president know and when did he know it?
Great idea.
Toss it to you. This man's co-prosecution of the proconsul of Africa, Marius Priscus, for extortion inspired him to write about his teachers Secundus and Aper in his dialogue on the orators. One of this man's works describes a victory over an army of druids at the Battle of Eens Mon and the establishment of a network of outposts.
Tacitus.
It is Tacitus. 15. Harvard DeBrus. Identify the following about some Roman celebrations for 10 points each. This successor to Caligula once reenacted a naval battle on Lake Fucino. He narrates 2 novels by Robert Graves. One source for the details of Nero's Numantia comes from this man's 80-book history of Rome titled Romaica.
80-book history of Rome?
Romaica.
What is that?
Answer.
I don't know.
Cassius Dio. Gladiators, role-playing as warriors of this civilization, held a medium shield and wore an aquila on their left leg. These people defeated Rome at the Battle of Caudine Forks. 20 points.
You gotta know that from playing Gladius for the N64. Marshall, or for the...
Toss up 3. This figure is the subject of a 2002 biography by Jane Purvis, as well as an essay by Rebecca West titled A Reed of Steel. Her methods were strongly opposed by Millicent Fawcett. This figure founded an organization whose slogan was Deeds, Not Words, and it cycled in and out of jail due to the Cat and Mouse Act.
Emmeline Pankhurst.
Power.
Yeah, Price.
Yeah.
Chicago, your bonus? After her father attained the rank of Duke of Suffolk, this woman was unhappily matched with Guildford Dudley for 10 points each. Identify this daughter of Francis Brandon, who was ultimately charged with high treason.
It's Jane Grey.
It's
Grey.
It's Grey.
Okay, fine.
It's Grey.
Yeah. Lady Jane Grey was put to death by this other English queen, who had an unpopular marriage with Philip II of Spain and was known for her executing a lot of Protestants. Lady Jane Grey was originally to marry the brother of this protector, who once sacked Edinburgh. This regent of Edward VI ultimately fell to his rival, the Duke of Northumberland.
Just say Seymour. Okay, just say Seymour first.
Seymour?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Duke of Somerset. 30.
I mean, I have always known him as Somerset.
Toss of 4. An advisor to one king of this name reportedly choked to death on a holy wafer after claiming he did not kill the king's brother, Alfred. That same king of this name was served by bishops of London like Spearhafach and Robert of Jumiege. A different king of this name was stabbed to death while visiting Corfe Castle, and an elder king of this name was the son of Alfred the
Great.
Edward.
Edward
is me.
I think that's it.
Harvard DeBrus. This man was one of the first apprehended during the Whiskey Rebellion, whereupon he was denounced by Albert Gallatin for his biblical sermons on political reform. For 10 points each, I identify this itinerant preacher who had instigated another rebellion almost 30 years prior.
So, when was Whiskey Rebellion?
1790s.
So, 1760s.
Answer.
Culpepper.
Harmon Husband. Husband was the leader of this opposition movement in North Carolina, which grew out of a tax revolt and was crushed at the Battle of Alamance Creek in 1771. The Regulator movement organized in opposition to this royal governor of North Carolina, who built a large governmental seat in New Bern, derisively known as his namesake palace.
Is it Tryon? Tryon?
Yeah. 20 points. Toss of five. It took just 5 days for this man's rebuilt Hexamillion Wall to collapse to enemy forces. While serving as despot of Moria, this man defeated...
Constantine XI.
Power.
Yeah.
Harvard, you notice? This people's namesake language is part of the Tupian group, and the Apopukuva group of these people did not mix with the Spanish. For 10 points each, identify this indigenous population based around Asuncion, who first rebelled against the Spanish under Obera. Answer. The Guarani Indians. The Guarani are mostly concentrated in this landlocked nation, which fought the war of the Triple Alliance against Argentina, Brazil, and Uruguay in the 19th century. The Guarani were put to work on yerbales by these people. These people were forced to abandon the reducciones they controlled in the 1770s.
Which were like Brazilian nobles. Like...
Answer. These are the Jesuits, 10 points. Toss up six. One politician in this country had to renounce his status of Kurd, derived from descent from Ramogi Ajwang, in order to run for office. An Alotic-speaking ethnic group in this country dominates its trade unions. Another ethnic group in this country circumcises pubescent males to make them Moran warriors. Home to the Luo, this country's dead... This country's different ethnic groups were united under the banner of Harambe. This country's Ukabani region is home to a large population of Kamba people. One president of this country publicly burned 12 tons of ivory in 1989. That man was named Daniel Arap Moi. This nation was home to the Mau Mau Revolt, for example, same as country ruled, once ruled by Jomo Kenyatta.
Can you?
Yep.
Can you?
Yeah. Chicago, you're bonus. You are a resident of the Indian state of Orissa at various points in history. Identify these ways that you might die for 10 points each. If you attend the Ratha Yatra festival in Puri, you might be crushed by Nandinghosa, a 45-foot-high chariot which carries an idol of this aspect of Krishna at his annual procession. Yeah, you may be one of the 100,000 residents of present-day Orissa who were killed in this military action of the 260s BCE. Take heart in the fact that the king who launched this annexation was sad at your death and dedicated himself to Buddhist nonviolence soon after.
Yeah, the conquest of Kalinga.
Yeah, Orisans also had an opportunity to die at the Battle of Haldighati, which marked Raja Man Singh's conquest of the region on behalf of this dynasty. Answer. Mughal. 20 points.
I don't understand what happened.
Toss up seven. In Roman times, this city was known by the name of Aquis Granum. One rite that traditionally took place in this city was later moved to Frankfurt am Main. The Hall of Emperors can be found in this city's Rathaus building. Ravenna's San Vitale was probably the model for this city's Palatine Chapel. This burial site of Charlemagne was where Holy Roman Emperors were crowned. A treaty signed here denied Charles II's claims to the throne of Spain and the Netherlands in favor of Marie Therese. For example, it's famous German city where treaties ending the War of Devolution and the War of Austrian Succession were signed.
So, Aix-la-Chapelle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bonus. One outbreak of this. Okay. One outbreak of this disease was chronicled by Stephen Berlin Johnson. For 10 points each, identify this disease of the small intestines, characterized by quick depletion of the body's fluid and extreme diarrhea. It often spreads due to unclean water supplies.
That makes sense.
Yeah, dysentery. Cholera. In the 19th century, cholera repeatedly afflicted the population of this second largest city in Germany. The Beatles played many early shows in the city. Dr. James Christie chronicled an outbreak of cholera on this island in 1869. Said Ibn Sultan moved his capital to this island in the 18th century.
Zanzibar?
Oh, sure. Okay.
They're the same thing. Right?
Yeah. Zanzibar?
Yeah, 20 points. Toss of 8. Gary Hart called him the first national security president, while Lucius Wilmer Ding Jr.'s public claimant chronicled this man's attempt to get paid for expenses incurred while president. He wrote a view of the conduct of the executive after President Washington dismissed him for opposing Jay's Treaty. He was severely wounded at the Battle of Trenton, and during his tenure, Maine entered the Union as a free state as
Monroe.
It is Monroe.
Good job. Oh,
a
view of the conduct of the
Chicago, your bonus. This man won his moniker, which means taker of cities, through his skill in siege warfare. For 10 points each, I divide this son of one of the Diadochi, who struggled against Lysimachus and Ptolemy as king of Macedon.
Is it Antigonus?
Is that, I think it's Demetrius. It's a
Demetrius. Demetrius.
Prompt.
Polyarchetes.
Sure. Yeah, or the first. Okay. Although adept at running sieges, Demetrius actually failed to capture this island city, after which Charles of Lindus constructed a huge commemorative statue of Helios in its harbor.
Yeah.
One of these objects from the reign of Demetrius Polycrates shows a personification of Nike on a ship's prow to commemorate his victory at Salamis over Ptolemy. These objects, which may be made of silver or gold, are useful sources of information about the Hellenistic period.
Coins, I think. Okay, fine.
Coins.
30 points.
Good job. All right,
let's toss up 9. Military conflicts in which this dynasty engaged included fighting the Jia Jia Kingdom. During this dynasty, the philosophers Zhu Zi and Lu Jiu Yuan systematized Neo-Confucianism.
So, song.
It is a song.
Yeah.
Power.
That's
the
main.
Yeah.
That's
song.
The main
power.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if I got this correctly.
Okay, Harvard, your bonus.
No.
This nickname arose from.
It's our bonus.
An incident where when John Floyd and Gideon Pillow gave up their command of Fort Donelson for 10 points each, what was this two-word phrase said to be the true meaning of Ulysses Simpson's Grant's initials following that 1862 victory?
Unconditional surrender.
Fort Donelson fell 5 days after this other Tennessee fort commanded by Lloyd Tigleham, 12 miles away.
Henry.
This man was the leader of the Confederates at Fort Donelson following Floyd and Pillow's abandonment of command. After accepting the unconditional surrender terms, he went on to be the governor of Kentucky, where he attempted to calm the Hatfield-McCoy feud in the late 1880s.
The dude who became the governor of Kentucky, I don't really know. Sherman is a Kentucky name.
No. Answer?
Sherman.
Simon Bolivar Buckner.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. What a name.
My roommate really likes that guy.
Oh, because of his name.
Yes, I'm also a great fan of Simon Bolivar Buckner.
This man argued that the spirits of the two title concepts were identical in his essay Democracy and Literature, and his literary connections included his championing of Nathaniel Hawthorne, who may have used this man as the basis for the character of Hallgrave in The House of Seven Gables. This man's best-known venture was undertaken together with his brother-in-law, Samuel Langtry, and together with Everett Doy... Kink, he became the leader of the Young America movement. This man is best known for running in the Democratic Review, in which he argued that the U.S. had the right to overspread and to possess the whole of the continent, which... Which Providence has given us. For 10 points, I identify this Jacksonian journalist who coined the term Manifest Destiny. This time, that's John Lewis O'Sullivan. That's the half, so at the half, I have 180 for Chicago A and 75 for Harvard.
Yeah.
Okay. Toss up 11. The decision in the Supreme Court case of U.S. v. Johnson led Congress to twice amend this legislation, once with the Shirley Amendment and again 2 years later with the Gould Amendment. This legislation was passed due to lobbying by Harvey Washington Wiley, and a major proponent of it was Indiana Senator Albert Beveridge. Among other things, this legislation provided for a definition of properly branded products and mandated that its namesake items were to be examined by the Bureau of Chemistry. Passed as part of the Square Deal Program together with the Meat Inspection Act, for 10 points identified by this progressive legislation of Theodore Roosevelt administration.
Food and Drug Act.
Oh, prompt.
Pure Food and Drug Act.
Yeah.
Good.
I know what you're
asking. Bonus. This speech was based on the follow speech given 8 years earlier for 10 points each. I did buy this address where the speaker denied that he had used his office to make himself rich. It was called on the RNC not to remove the speaker from the ticket. The checker speech was given by this man who, as vice president for Dwight Eisenhower, got into the kitchen debate with Nikita Khrushchev. Nixon gave a 1958 speech about U.S. foreign policy in the city, which sparked subsequent riots. FDR announced the good neighbor policy at a 1933 convention in the city, and it's home to a large park named for President José Batal y Ordóñez.
Ordóñez.
What is this?
It's where's not in Cuba. From? Is it good neighbor? I thought it was towards Cuba, but maybe you have
an answer. Answer.
Havana.
Montevideo, 25.
That makes a lot more sense now. It's Ordóñez.
Plus a 12. In this country, the Nagato River creates Firki swamps near the city of Yarwa in its northern state of Borno. Ahmadu Bello University was founded in its northern city of Zaria. Its largest city contains the affluent Okoye neighborhood, and that city's airport is named for a former dictator, Murtala Muhammad.
So, Lagos?
No. Its cities include Calabar and Ibadan. Environmental degradation in its south has caused the Ogoni and Ijaw peoples to revolt against oil industries in this nation. This country is home to the largest population of Yoruba people. For 10 points, name this country home to the author of Wole Soyinka and the cities of Abuja and Lagos.
Nigeria.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Say
Lagos, Nigeria.
Yeah.
Good buzz, though. Bonus. In this novel, Prairie is introduced by D.L. Chastain to the sisterhood of Konoichi Attentives, and other characters in this novel include the government agent Brock Vaughn. For 10 points each, I identify this novel, which begins with Zoid Wheeler throwing himself through a plate glass window in a storefront, only to discover that the glass has been replaced with transparent sugar. Answer. Vineland. Vineland is a novel by this American author of Gravity's Rainbow and Mason and Dixon. One section of Pynchon's V takes place during this event, in which Lothar von Trotha committed some pretty horrific atrocities against a Numidian tribe.
Yeah.
20 points for Harvard. Okay, toss it up 13. The target of this event becomes brain damaged in Nick DiCherio's The Winterberry. While this event happens 3 years earlier in one of the stories from Jeff Greenfield's Then Everything Changes, a novel centered on this event contains the archivist Nicholas Branch. It was the subject of James Ellroy's novel American Tabloid. Another work sees Jake Epping using a time slip in a diner's pantry to try to prevent this action. It ruined the wedding of Margaret Sterling and
the assassination of JFK.
That is right. 10 points.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, Chicago, your bonus. The name for this period was coined by the Globe and Mail and saw the government taking control over healthcare from the Catholic Church. For 10 points each, identify the series of reforms in the 1960s carried out under Premier Jean Lesage.
The Quiet Revolution.
The Quiet Revolution took place in this Canadian province, home to the FLQ and a prominent nationalist movement.
Quebec.
During the October crisis, Pierre Trudeau invoked this legislation to deal with the kidnapping of James Cross and Pierre Laporte. This act allowed the executive to detain hundreds of Quebec nationalists.
Measures.
Okay,
yeah.
30 points. Toss-up 14. A notable application of this idea was Philip Selznick's study of the TVA. One section of the work which originated this concept claims that Bonapartism recognized the ability of the popular will to destroy itself. The work which introduced this concept relied on a tripartite theory in which technical specialization, a motive of self-preservation, and the ease of lending the masses all combined to bring about this idea. Historical evidence for this idea was amassed from the studies of the German Social Democratic Party and trade unions. Developed in the book Political Parties by Robert Michels. For 10 points, I identify this thesis of political sociology, which holds that democratic organizations eventually devolve into...
So this is the iron law of oligarchy.
It is.
Oh, yes! Yes. Good job! That's right.
That's
totally right.
Chicago, you're
totally wrong.
Approximately 650,000 people died during this event, which saw the general in charge of Army Group North, Ritar von Lieb, invest a major Soviet city. For 10 points each, identify this event chronicled in Harrison Salisbury's book, The 900 Days.
The Siege of Leningrad.
Okay. Yeah.
Siege of Leningrad.
Since the city was cut off from the mainland, supplies were transported in and people were evacuated across the ice of Lake Ladoga during the winter, which as a consequence was given this colloquial name.
Starvation. Road of Life. Did they want the road or the winter?
the winter.
The bridge.
Sure. Answer.
Starvation.
Road of Life. This Soviet general was charged with the initial defense of Leningrad, but failed to keep it from being blockaded. He was replaced by Zhukov, and later was placed in charge of setting up the communist regime in Hungary.
Complete idiot. So I'm assuming you want Kliment Voroshilov?
I do. 20 points.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The
sure.
Idiot. He was a threat of Stalin.
Yes. He was.
Toss up 15. A person of this type sends directly from his deathbed a message that never arrives in a Kafka parable contained within the Great.
Oh,
an emperor.
Power.
Yeah.
What? I read
that.
It's
just
a parable of the.
It's part of the Great Wall. Is it the Wall? The Great Wall.
It's part of the Great Wall.
Yeah.
Like it's. I'll explain to you later. Emperor.
Chaired by a former senator, this commission implicated Robert McFarlane, in addition to others who would later be prosecuted by Lawrence Walsh. For 10 points each, identify this commission, which summarized its findings in a 1987 report.
So, maybe the Tower?
Yeah, sure.
Tower.
The Tower Commission was charged with the investigation of this scandal, in which Oliver North, as well as others, became involved in a scheme to sell weapons to a Middle Eastern nation through Israel in order to secure the release of hostages and funnel the proceeds. Yeah. This man, who replaced McFarlane as National Security Advisor, was one of those who was convicted of obstruction of Congress for Iran-Contra, but he had his conviction overturned because the Tower Commission had granted him testimony. He later went on to head the Total Information Awareness Program under George W. Bush.
Weinberger.
No. It's Poindexter. 20 points. Toss, after 15, it's 275 to 140.
I have 135 for them.
Did you get the power on toss of 15?
No.
Okay. It was the power.
Was that toss of 15?
That was
their
power.
Yes, that's
right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so don't worry about it. Chicago A, 275, Harvard, 140.
Yep.
Okay. Toss of 16. This man rejected the Tipitapa Accords, agreed to by Juan Maria Moncada, and he gained widespread exposure by fighting the Battle of Ocotal. This man spread propaganda about his cause through the poet Froilan Trucios and the journalist Carlton Beale, who interviewed this man in the jungle, and for a time, he escaped his native country when Emilio Portes Gil welcomed him to Mexico. This man took up arms to support the presidential claim of Juan Bautista... No. Juan Bautista Sacasa and successfully evaded U.S. Marine efforts to capture him. In 1934, this man was assassinated by the National Guard after being duplicitly invited to a peace conference with Anastasio Somoza. For 10 points, identify this Nicaraguan guerrilla leader whose name was adopted by a National Liberation Front.
Sandino.
Yep.
Sandino.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we've gone at the end.
Chicago, your bonus. Identify the following about some slaves who successfully fled their masters for 10 points each. Okay. This man recounted how he fled from masters like slave breaker Edward Covey in his narrative life feed, later found the North Star newspaper. This man escaped from his bondage by hiding inside of a crate addressed to William A. Johnson of Philadelphia.
This comes up in
Agrion.
Yeah, fine.
Check Rihanna.
What?
Agrion.
What?
Aquiano.
No, this is Box Brown. This woman described how she had two children with a white lawyer named Samuel Treadwell Sawyer in incidents in the life of a slave girl.
Oh, Phyllis Wheatley, is that
her name? No. Her name is
something.
No. It's the
answer.
Narrative of Harriet Jacobs.
Yes.
That's right.
20 points.
Things I read.
Things I...
Plus up 17. One member of this dynasty was killed after leading a counteroffensive against Ardeshir I. An earlier member of this dynasty waged a successful campaign against Vologases IV. This dynasty was served by the Praetorian prefect and jurist Ulpian.
Fuck.
Five good emperors. Antonine dynasty.
No.
Severin?
Yeah,
good job.
Ulpian.
Okay, bonus. One of the title figures in this work grasps a small porcelain teacup. For 10 points each, identify this painting where three women stand in front of an Emanuel Gottlieb Lutze canvas.
Oh, this is the Grant Wood thing. Daughters of the Revolution.
Daughters of the Revolution is a painting by this American regionalist artist best known for American Gothic.
Wood.
Grant Wood painted a landscape of this president's birthplace. He once dined with Oscar de Priest and had earlier gained national attention responding to the Great Mississippi Flood.
Yeah. President?
Hoover is what I would say here. But
give it.
Yeah.
Answer?
Hoover.
Yeah. 30 points. Toss up 18. One ruler of this name was a mentally defective man originally named Arrhidaeus, who was installed in his throne by Cassander. Another ruler with this name concluded the Peace of Naupactus with the Aetolian League. That ruler was the successor of Antigonus Doson. A king of this name established the League of Corinth following a major victory, and another, the fifth of his name, concluded the Peace of... Power. Chicago, your bonus.
Good bonus.
Name these minority groups in Japan for 10 points each. Okay. These people first came to Japan to operate candy stores. They were blamed for the Great Kanto Earthquake, after which 6,000 of them were murdered, and were subject to the Soshikame policy, which forced them to adopt Japanese names.
It's Koreans, I think.
Yeah, the Suhaisha and the Liberation League are organizations advocating for these people, who are descendants of formerly outcast feudal occupations, such as butchers. They are often subject to discrimination in employment and marriage.
Burakumin,
they want that?
I'll just say Burakumin.
That's right. Shigeru Kayano was one of the few remaining speakers of the language isolate of this people, and was their first member elected to the Japanese Diet. These indigenous hairy animists were driven to the north and small islands of Japan.
So, Ainu.
Yeah, 30 points.
Well done.
Charles,
yeah.
What was that? Burakumin,
outcasts of Japan. You could talk to Daiki about that.
Plus 19. The measures that led to this group's downfall were introduced by George Couthon and ordered by Marie-Jean Herault. Two of its members, Etienne Clavaire and Jean-Marie Roland, became the finance and interior minister. Roland's wife ran a salon that was a gathering place for this group. This group agitated for the eventual war against Austria, and its leaders included Pierre Victurnien. Vergade and Jacques-Pierre Brissot. This group held itself apart from the storming of the Tuileries, and 29 of its deputies were arrested by Francois Henriot, most of whom were subsequently guillotined during the Reign of Terror. For that point, identify this group of French revolutionary moderates, which hailed from the namesake department and was opposed by the radical
Geraldes.
That's right. So, bonus for Harvard. During this endeavor, Arthur Holly Compton supervised a lab at the University of Chicago. For 10 points each, identified this government-backed program under the military supervision of Leslie R. Groves that produced a weapon called the Fat Man. This man worked on the Manhattan Project. In his first draft of a report on the EDVAC, he proposed storing both programs and data in RAM, which is now known as his namesake computer architecture. Answer? Yeah. Working at Los Alamos after the war, this Polish-born scientist developed developed Monte Carlo algorithms for the ENIAC. One mechanism he co-developed was tested with the IV mic bomb.
Polish-born, that's like Ulam.
Answer.
Ulam.
Yeah, 30 points.
That was like our bonus right there.
It's hilarious. I really like the history of computers. These are my favorite categories.
Toss up the last. People in this job were upset by the end of the FOUND program. One opponent of people in this profession was John Schaefer, who ordered an end to Chekhov dues collections among people in this job. An organization of people in this profession was founded in 1969 and led for 2 years by future O.J. Simpson attorney F. Lee Bailey. These people first protested their working conditions by adhering to the letter of the 5-mile separation rule. In 1993, several people were reinstated to this job by an executive order of Bill Clinton. Earlier, their union, PATCO, had gone on strike in 19...
Okay, so air traffic control.
It is.
Good job.
But Chicago, a group that shares its name with this event was responsible for the death of athletes like Yosef Romano for 10 points each. Yeah. And about this event where King Hussein cracked down on Palestinians in his country.
Black.
This prominent Palestinian statesman founded the Fatah organization. He shared the 1994 Nobel Peace Prize with Yitzhak Rabin and Shimon Peres. Two answers required. On September 16th, 1982, as many as 3,000 Palestinians were killed by Lebanese Christians in these two refugee camps.
Sabra and Shakira.
Yeah, 30 points.
We can do that.
Final score, Chicago A, 435, Harvard 170.
Yeah.